This is big, okay? Because again, if you just say, well, just consult with me, and you just have them come session after session, they don't have a roadmap of where it's taking them. You don't have a roadmap of where it's taking them, and they get you diverted. Not to say that you don't lay out sessions that you're going to do with someone and then find that, well, it's going to take a lot longer on this piece than another piece, and you divert, but you have this list in front of you when you lay this out. So let me take you through a process. So thank you for being here, and I just want to make sure, like usual, I get this part out of the way, that we're not talking about medical care. We're not talking diagnosis and treatment, unless you are licensed to do that and are sitting across from your client face to face in that therapeutic relationship. What we're doing is assessment and evaluation and looking for the roadblocks, looking for the obstacles that are keeping that person from reaching their full potential. And then helping them with a plan and educating them and giving them tools and resources so that they can remove those obstacles and move forward. And some of the cases you get are going to be really straightforward, like, you know, those cigarettes and the McDonald's and a lot of the other things that are going on could really be having a little impact. And other times you're going to have someone who has an impeccable diet and has been working on this for years, like one of the cases we're going to do today. And then you're going to sit there scratching your head, and that's when you're going to be really glad that you're here studying with me here, because we're going deep. We're helping you to go deep so that when the stuff you think is going to work doesn't, that you have some pathways and some ways of looking at it that might be different and may come up with something very useful for that person. So let's just see. You want to educate the public about the digestive system and overall health. So if we're just taking this program, right, you're just taking what you've learned in this program and you want to put it all to use. So you want to educate people that it's not just if you have gas and bloating and heartburn that you have a digestive issue. It's that if you have MS, you likely have a digestive issue. If you have some sort of autoimmune condition, if your thyroid's not working properly, if your blood sugar's out of balance, all of these things can lead to digestive issues. Now, the presentation that I put together covers all of that. And again, you can pull my slides, reorganize them, rearrange them, use them as you will. That's not up yet. It's done, but I want to edit it a little bit to make sure that I, you know, take out any junk that might have happened during the live thing so you have a really good format of it. And then we'll have make sure that there's a transcript of it. So before you do this, you really have to feel confident in your skills. And that's why you're in this program, to really know that you have access to, even if you don't have it all memorized now, information that gives you the details about how the digestive tract works, what can go wrong, and how you can get in there and correct it, and what systemic symptoms it can result in. You want to be able to follow a proven system. Right? So if you just make up your own thing and say, well, you know, I think that people can, if they eat goat fat, that they'll heal the lining of their gut. It's not a proven system. But the stuff we teach you in the program, in the Clinical Mastery of the Digestive System, and in my grand program, which is the consumer program that goes along with it, it's stuff that's tried and true. Yeah, there's some new stuff. There's always new stuff coming along, but it's stuff that's the basics that works every time. Not every time, but it works to help balance things every time. It may not get them the symptom relief without digging and doing some extra work and all that. You want to be able to design a step-by-step program. And like I said, have the flexibility to deviate from that as necessary. But when you show them from the start that you have a plan, first we're going to do this. We're going to look at this. And you're going to fill out some forms. And I'm going to get to know you. And the next thing we're going to do is look at this. And then I'm going to give you some tips here. And you go through. They know you know what you're doing. They know that you have a plan. And they can relax and trust you. And then you want to be able to provide tools and resources that empower them to success. So you want to be able to give them checklists that they could put on their refrigerator. You want to be able to give them recipes or specific exercise instructions. You want to give them things that they can take away and do. And you don't want to have to create these every time for every client. You're going to personalize them, yes, but you don't want to have to reinvent it and like, okay, this is what I want you to do, and it's the same thing over and over. If you have these really nice looking handouts that look professional, I mean, it doesn't have to be like professional, glossy, you know, designed by a graphics designer who's award winning. It can be just simple Word docs that you put a nice header on, you put your logo in it. It looks professional. You look professional. And then the result of all this is that you have raving fan clients. They're just like, wow, Michelle like really helped me. She was so organized and she was so persistent because I'm such a tough case, but she wasn't letting it down and she gave me all these great tools and you got to go see Michelle because she's great. That's what you want. Okay, and then your practice just starts to snowball. So what's the steps to you becoming successful at doing this? At becoming successful at being that go-to holistic health practitioner? Well, you identify with your clients and you gain their trust. And that's part of that discovery strategy session or whatever you want to call it. Some people call it a discovery session. Some people call it a strategy session. I don't like calling it a free consult because that sounds cheesy and it just doesn't sound right. A strategy session. And even if you name your strategy session, it's like jumpstart your digestive juices strategy session or, you know, balance inflammation strategy session or recharge your energy strategy session. So you can call your strategy session something so it seems appealing at the end of the thing because people are savvy, right? If you're like, oh, come and have a free consult with me, they're going sales call, sales call, sales call. But if you say something like, oh, you know, I created these. I have enough spots for 5 of these this month. And it's called the Jumpstart Your Digestive Fire Strategy Session or whatever it is the topic that you're talking to. You're talking to the fibromyalgia group. It's like, you know, calm the inflammation, you know, or whatever you want to call it. And you can call it a different thing each time because you don't have it in writing necessarily. So just call it something that's going to get that group you're talking to be excited about it. Then once you're on that, you want to make rapport with them. You want to really get to know what's going on with them. The strategy session intake form is phenomenal for that because then you can hone in on the and clarifying questions. And you can relate to them as soon as they sit down across from you or if it's on the phone or on Skype that you connect with them. And you could say, wow, Mary, I am just blown away by what you've been through. I just so relate to the pain that you're in and how dedicated you are to want to have help. So if you don't mind, I would love to ask some clarifying questions. And this is how I'd like this conversation to go. You know, first, I'm just going to ask you some clarifying questions so I really get a sense of what's going on for you and what you really want. Like, what's your ultimate desire if this whole thing was fixed? And then really get into what's holding you back, what's keeping you stuck in this body that's not working the way you want it to. Then I'm going to offer you a few suggestions. I'm going to offer you some short-term suggestions that I think could get you some relief right away. And then I want to offer you more of a long-term strategy. So that's how I'd like this conversation to go. Does that sound okay with you? Usually they say yes, and then you go through it. So see how you've connected right from the start. You've just like find something that they've written in that strategy session. Oh, I see you love horseback riding. I love it too. And oh, it's so sad that you haven't been able to do that for the next 3 years. You really want to do that. It sounds like, oh, I'd love to be able to do that again. And then you can talk a little bit and get them really excited about the vision. Imagine you being able to get out on your horse again. And oh my God, I'd love it. But my joints, they hurt so much and I just can't do it anymore. And you really hone in and keep coming back to that vision for them. Then you go into the pain. What is it like now? I get up every day, I think about the horse, and there's no way I could get out there. I can't even hobble to the barn. And so that you've created what Bill Barron calls the gap, right? This is where they want to be. I want to be riding my horse. I want to be out with the wind blowing my hair. And you like really paint a picture. Oh, and I get up in the morning and my joints hurt so much I can't even make it to the barn. And that's a big gap. And you want to create the boat that gets them from one place to the other. Right? You want to give them the vehicle that gets them from one place to the other. But that's not what you're selling. You're selling that you have the destination, that you can get them there. Right? So then you do some thorough assessments. Now, this is beyond the strategy session. Then once you get them in, you're going to be doing really thorough assessments to make sure you know what's going on. You deliver things at their pace. And this is really critical because their pace is not our pace. I find that my pace can be way too fast for most people. it's like boom, boom, boom. And I have to slow it down and you have to check in with them and you give them pieces. You allow them to be successful and then you move on. Now, sometimes you're going to get in that impatience mode of I got to give them more. I got to do more. I can't just give them this little bit. They've paid me a lot of money. You give them what they need at the time and they'll appreciate it. They won't appreciate it if you blast them with a fire hose. So just go at their own pace. You reassess them at appropriate intervals. So if you've done some lab testing and you've found that they've got some kind of parasite, you don't just put them on some kind of parasite removal protocol and then say, have a good life. You're working with all that stuff. And then you want to go back after they've done this stuff for a while and go back and reassess. Is it gone? Is it fixed? And what else has popped up? And then providing them the tools and resources that empower them to action. You give them enough information about what's going on with them and how they can fix it so that they're excited without overwhelming them. Now, sometimes you're going to get people in there that are very detailed and you can go geeky on them, but don't go geeky on everybody. And then you'll learn when you do all this that you can get results with these challenging cases because you're taking the time to really dig in and see what others might have missed. So I always ask, what kind of interventions have you done to date? Because I'm not going to sit there and go, oh, you need to go gluten-free, and you find out they've honestly, truly been gluten-free for 3 years. You know, but you might find something else that's getting in their way. Right? So it's important to know what they've done so far. And when you know what they've done so far that hasn't worked, you're either looking at, well, it's a different mechanism or that it's just not complete enough. And once you do that, you're going to start to get referrals and you're going to grow your practice and you'll be known as, wow, you got to go to Michelle because Michelle is the one. She helped me with this problem and I'd been to 4 doctors over the last 6 years. Nobody could help me. Michelle helped me. So that's what you want. At least that's what I want. So let's talk about putting together a digestive coaching program. In the middle, I've put the goals, right? What people want. They want to eliminate gas, bloating, brain fog, fatigue, achieve a happy belly. But also it might be they may want to get rid of their joint pains and other symptoms that are related to gut problems. So you start up at the top where it says clarify your process. So that's where you get really clear. You've got great information in this program where you can help and pull through and outline your process. And I'll show you a couple of examples in the next coming slides. Outline the steps, right? Outline the steps. So the process may be that you're going to meet with them on the phone and you're going to share with them information and you're going to send them handouts. And the outline the steps is step by step by step. The next thing is you can name the steps. That can be really cool because that just gives it, especially if you're posting this on a website, it just gives it some, you know, I don't know, some attraction to the steps. Oh, we're going to do that and then we're going to do that. Wow, that sounds cool. You identify how you're going to deliver it, whether you're going to be doing this as a one-on-one program and you're going to give them handouts, or if you're going to be doing it as a group program and you're going to bring them into a membership site on the website, or you're going to just give them a list of links on a website. What is your delivery system? And you can combine the one-on-one with delivery system on the website, which I recommend, because if you're meeting with them in person, you're having to print out these handouts. You don't want to have to do that. I used to keep a file drawer and it had like 5-10 copies of each different thing. And it was a pain to keep up with. And inevitably I'd run out of one before another and have to go make more copies. Now everything's on the website. I've taken everything I used to do for like 15 years before I went online with this, or more than that, and put it on really nice concrete steps. So if I want to say, this person needs to understand how their fat intake is affecting their inflammation, then I send them to my video and my little spreadsheet or my other things that I put together about fats. So over time, you'll develop this. But no, initially, it just might be some papers that you're printing out. And then maybe you'll have somebody help you put them online. You've got a good start because I've given you some done-for-you resources. And then you want to add some juicy resources. So even if you're just doing this one-on-one with people, if you just sell your time, like, oh, you get 5 hours of my time, it's just not as attractive as if you package together X number of visits with you, a certain number of emergency phone-ins, and your recipes for this or a video for that, major things that you can add. We can talk about all of those. And then you enroll the clients. Now you have it. You have something to enroll them to. But if you do this prematurely and you just go out in the community and you start doing these classes and all you have to enroll them in is one-on-one services for $75 an hour, that's not going to get you very far. You can start that way, don't get me wrong. I mean, I like people to be quick to action, but be working on this in the background and know that this is going to get you far better results. And it doesn't have to take a long time, and you don't have to be computer savvy to be able to do this. So you're going to package your system. You're going to identify what's needed to support their diet and lifestyle changes. You, like I said over and over again, avoid the pay-as-you-go model. You bundle visits with the tools so they get ebooks, recordings, recipes. And it doesn't have to be your own. I mean, you can make an arrangement with someone else to either buy some of their stuff at a discount or to get some of their free stuff as an exchange for something else that you give them. Or you can start with some of the tools that we have. Once you're certified, once you've gone through the certification requirements, which I'll show you later, then you're going to be licensed to be able to use my stuff. Now, it's not for free. You'll have to pay me a licensing fee to use it, but it's a heck of a lot better than having to create it all yourself. And we'll share with you how we're going to do that. We haven't worked out the exactly, agreements, et cetera, yet, but that's going to be available to you. You want to get an easy to say yes to fees and package prices. So, it's easy to say yes to. It'll cost you $100 and you get the 6-week program. That's not good for you, right? But if you really wanted $5,000 for it and you're just establishing yourself in the community, that's going to be hard for people to say yes. So start with a small package that someone could say yes to. I found my very first package was a jumpstart package. I called it Jumpstart Your Energy. And I bundled together, I think, 4 visits with me, and I throw in my green cleanse and a couple of ebooks, and it was like $497. And it was so easy to say yes to that I raised my price really quickly because I couldn't handle all the people that were saying yes to it. So, I've raised it over time. But you figure that out. What is it? What is your community bear if you're doing it locally? If it's online, it's a little bit different. Offer a quick sign-up bonus. I really want you to get this help, Mary, and I want to get started now. I do have an opening, and I can get you in by the end of the week for our first session. But I need you to sign up now, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to throw in, an extra call or something that you can give them as a bonus. And then the catchy names help. Eradicate belly fat, jumpstart your energy. Like I use bye-bye belly fat, brain fog and burnout, that sort of thing. So components of a program. I used my Before It Begone picture as an example because it was the only one I could find that we had a picture of all the different pieces you could possibly include. So you want to have assessments, follow-up sessions, training sessions or written materials, if you have that, tracking forms, menus, recipes, progress evaluations. So like at 3 months, you have them fill out another evaluation and say, where have they come from? So then you sit down with them. And you say, oh, here's where you were, here's where you are, here's where you want to go. Let's continue. Email questions, they may be able to email you questions in between your visits with them and any extras. So those are all the kind of things you can put in there, and the sky's the limit. Maybe you put in a personal training session. Maybe you have a device you want to package in there, which you, of course, fill in the price for it. Maybe you add a HeartMath M-Wave, or you add, some exercise bands or whatever else. You're being creative about putting this together. So whenever you're selling someone a package that has some number of sessions with you, you always have it be so that they get whatever that last session is, what you call the progress reevaluation and planning for the future session or something along those lines. So that you've gotten them in, they get an initial consultation where you get all your assessments done, they get X number of follow-ups, and then they get a progress reevaluation appointment. That's where you're going through and comparing where they were to where they want to go. What's the gap still? Where do they need to go? And then you're proposing, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to sign you up for another 3 months or another 6 weeks or another 6 months. And this is what we'll accomplish during that time. So what kind of packages can you offer? Well, There's one that's very common. It's common in legal streams. It's common with people who do life coaching, and it's the retainer. They work with you on a month-to-month basis. You can cancel them out, or they can cancel you out with a 30-day notice. You automatically bill them every month unless they're canceled. They get a set number of sessions during the month, and it's a great way, easy way to get started. Right? Great way. A lot of people start that way. They'll say, okay, I've got this retainer. It's just $275 a month, and you get this many calls with me, this many whatevers, in-person visits, but we have to give me 30 days notice to cancel, and we'll automatically bill you. Easy, easy, easy. Not as effective as the others, but it's a great way to get started, and a lot of people use this model. And I'd love to hear, for those of you who are doing stuff, what model you are using currently. Another one is a time period package. So you make a commitment. It's a multi-month commitment, maybe 2 months, 3 months, 5 months, 7 months, a year. They get a substantial savings over the retainer. So it's the same basic concept of the retainer, but you say, look, it's this much a month. You know, it's $275 a month, but if you sign up for 6 months, then I will go ahead and give it to you. And you say, you know, it's $25 less per visit or 50 or whatever. You just give them a package price that it shows a substantial savings. So you give them incentive. Ooh, I don't want to have to. Okay, I'll do that. In this, you actually are walking them through your system. You're not just saying, okay, let's just come back and see what's next. You actually have this system that you walk them through. But it's at their own pace. So when you create this system, it's not that you're necessarily saying that we're going to go through all of this in the time period. We're going to go through it step by step, what makes sense for them. And then at the end of that, you may go, well, we made it through 5 of the 7 steps. This is awesome. I think if we can really hone in on these 2 steps, we can sign you up for another 6 weeks, and we'll see where you're at the end of the 6 weeks. And you always want to include some bonus materials, whether it's assessments, handouts, ebooks, checklists, recipes. Everybody can come up with them. And if you can't, go to my stuff on the Done For You page and you can use that. Okay. You always want to do accountability, because otherwise they don't realize their gain and you don't realize their gain. And I'll talk to you about how to structure sessions in a bit so that you're always just really reinforcing them for their success. So time period packages, examples, right? So you can have it be a 30-day jumpstart. You can make it be a 90-day intensive. You can make it be a 6-month immersion, a 1-year transformation. Or you could do a VIP day where you're pulling a lot of stuff together in one day. Those are great for pantry makeovers. They're great for fitness stuff where you're creating a fitness program for them. And I'll share with you how to structure a VIP day in just a bit. Let me just see if there's anything here that's particularly relevant for what we just talked about. So Jamie says, I call it strategy session to learn how to break through your limitations and unlock the potential of your mind, body, spirit. That's cool. But, you know, I would tighten it a little bit if you could. I mean, I know it's working for you, but I'm just from a perspective of being able to call it the, you know, the breakthrough strategy session. And then you can put a colon, you know, this is what it'll do. So it's very benefit rich. Lynn says, mine is feeding your health lifestyle session. Lynn says, during this session, we will discuss your health and lifestyle to determine how I can best support you in achieving your goals. We can actually tighten that up a little bit and make it more benefit-rich and compelling. So we can talk about that on the after we get back from the break. Help your liver to be healthy so the rest of your body is healthy. That's more specific. Yeah. One of them I call the Ultimate Health and Vitality Private Coaching Package. I like that. Fantastic. Laura wants to know, is there a good program that you recommend for automatic billing? That's a good question. I think that there's a paid version of PayPal that you can get that will do that. Not the free version, but like the $20 a month version or whatever. And then for me, it's like Infusionsoft. One Shopping Cart will do that. Google Cart, you might look at Google Cart to see if Google Cart will do that. Yeah. Jamie shared some cool stuff that I think is really good for us to hear. He said that for all of his in-person body transformation coaching packages, he does 3-month packages, and that works well because he travels. Sometimes he gives him a little bit longer to take it if he has to be away. Still experimenting with different packages, so hopefully we'll give you some ideas here. And he said the biggest thing you learned through this process, which is what I want you all to hear, is that people will pay whatever you believe you're worth. I heard that at a Tony Robbins Business Mastery event, but the only really, really appreciated by experience it myself. If you're used to charging $100 a session, then asking somebody to commit to $3,000 up front for a program is going to be intimidating to you and you're not confident. It's going to show and they won't buy it. But you find a price that you can offer. Just to clarify, so if you think you want to offer them a three-month program and it's worth $3,000 and you don't feel comfortable asking for $3,000, you don't offer them a three-month program for $500 because that's what you're comfortable with. If $500 is the maximum that you can come out of your mouth and charge them, then you figure out the length of that program that will work for that. Maybe it's a month. Yeah, so Jamie says what he did is he started out with $500 a month, then he moved to charging $1,500 for 3 months, then gradually increased as he got more demands and referrals. And that's what's going to happen. So you can undercharge at the beginning, but let people know that you're doing that, that you're giving them a bonus, you're giving them a early bird bonus, you're giving them some kind of bonus so that when the prices do go up later, they understand it. And I totally resonate with that. Because it happened to me, and I remember the first time I offered the three-month programs, I was like, it was like gasping to put $3,000 out of my mouth. It was really hard. I mean, I gasped to say $150 at one point, and then I realized this is really valuable what they're getting. It's worth it. And then I offered a year-long program, and it was $10,000. And it was really hard to say it, but I said I was taking only 6 people and I had 8 people I ended up taking because they all wanted it. And then the next year I said, well, I don't want to do this 10,000 thing anymore. I'm going to raise it to 25,000 because I don't want to do very many of them anymore. And I'm just going to get them into my group program that's somewhere in lower than that range. And that 25,000 will just make it seem like, you know, like, wow, they really want to get that other program because they can't afford the 25. Well, every year we fill that $25,000 program. And I believe that it's worth it. I actually believe it's worth way more than that for what I put into it. So you got to really believe in the results that you can get and the value that you're offering, and then it will be really easy to put a price tag on it. But start where you're comfortable. Start where you're comfortable, but don't start with giving them one session at a time. If it's $500 for 5 sessions, that's fine. Start there. Okay? So Jamie is focusing on professional or ex-professional athletes. So he's training people, and he gave us a link to somebody that he's training. That's so cool. If you find a niche that you like to work on and it's a niche where people have the money, like professional athletes, boy, they're not going to balk if he says it's $5,000 to do this. That's so cool. So Michelle says, what if you don't really know what your results are because you're new to this? This is a good question. Think about what are the results of teaching people to clean up their diet? What are the results that they're going to get? You've experienced it yourself. Decreased pain, increased mental clarity. Those are the results, right? So you have experience as an energy worker, massage therapist, colon therapist. You've gotten results with people. You focus on what you know the results are. Even if you don't have like 20 or 30 case studies to present, you know what the results are. You've heard the results. You've seen my case histories. You've seen it in your own family, yourself. So you just focus on the results that having good digestion will bring them. It's a good question. All right. These are great questions. So I'm going to go ahead and start with a third type of package. So as a review, the first type of package was just a retainer package that you give them X number for a month and that's it. And then they renew it automatically every month. The second one was a time constrained package. So it's 3 months and it costs this much and this is what you get for it. And the third type is more of a package of sessions. So if you don't already have a coaching program set up, if you just do sessions, you can say, okay, it costs $150 per session, but if you commit to 5, it's $500. So that's what that would be. Now the savings are going to be more, so they're going to save more if they do it that way. And you put a time limit on it. So for example, if you say I'm going to give you a package of 5 nutrition sessions and you don't time limit it, 3 years later they're coming back and wanted to take those sessions. And you take them within a 5-month period or a 6-month period or a 3-month period. Okay, so that's not the best way, but again, it's an easy way to get started, right? Still, you want to have You want to be able to tell them what you're going to do in these sessions. You want to say, well, first we're going to identify what's getting in your way. You know, then we're going to go through and look at some of the habits that we can change, some simple habits. We're going to look at putting some transforming stress things into place. We're going to talk about chewing. You know, whatever it is that's up for them, you tell them what kind of things you're going to do in the session. When I was first doing these consultations according to the way Bill Barron taught it with the gap and all that, I would talk to them and create the gap and say, oh, you know, if we were working together, what I would do is I would run this adrenal stress panel. And then based on that, I could tailor some of your supplements and your diet. And then, you know, I'd really want to look at your thyroid, because based on what you're telling me, I think your thyroid may be out of balance. And I think we'll look at this. And I would just give them an idea of all the different things that I would do with them and help them with. And they were like salivating because they wanted it. So naming is really good, especially if you're doing it online where they're going to sign up, or you have a flyer. You know, creating hot titles for your packages is really important. However, I'm not great at this. So I have people that help me with this. I am not. I'm just boring. I mean, it's just like, yeah, let's get your gut working. I think I created one once called Get Your Gut in Gear. That was as exciting as I got. Our Thyroid Revive and Thrive. I thought that was a good name. But a lot of the others that we use, other people have come up with. And some of them I like and some of them I don't. Bye-bye belly fat, brain fog, and burnout I like a lot. Okay, because people go, oh, I want that. So there's different words you can use in describing what you're doing. You can call it a makeover. You can call it a transformation. You can call it an intensive. You have to be careful who you call it an intensive to, because some people don't want intensive because their lives are intensive. You can call it a jump start. That's a great way. Like if you're offering a four-week program, you can't get them the profound results that they need in that time. So you call it a jump start. Let's do a jump start. Or let's do a skyrocket your energy. Skyrocket your digestive juices. Right? It's like that shows a rapid movement. It can be an immersion, right? Healthy gut immersion program, where we're going to teach you all the things you know to just immerse yourself in this. You can call it an accelerator. It just depends on the audience. Like Jamie's audience of being professional athletes are going to resonate more with things like accelerator and immersion, maybe not immersion, skyrocket. You know, they're going to really want that. Whereas, you know, somebody who's just an overwhelmed mom of three, she might want more of a jump start, you know, a makeover, a transformation. Not going to like the words intensive or accelerator. So really use, like, who is the audience that you want to attract, and use the language that's going to most appeal to those folks. So some sample digestion-related titles, and I just threw these together. You guys can throw some others out. Throw them in there. If you have some ideas for titles, just throw them out there and let's share. So a digestive healing jumpstart, a digestive healing intensive, soothe your gut makeover, a gut healing transformation, gut repair immersion, skyrocket your digestive healing, a vitality accelerator, quench your digestive fires. So there's lots of them. And what I recommend when you're coming up with a name for your program is just sit yourself down with some length of time and say, I'm going to just write as many titles that come to my mind in the next 15 minutes. Or give yourself a number. I'm going to just keep writing until I have 100. And then you're going to go through and you're going to see they get better and better as you go on. I did this with naming my book that's going to be available. It's pre-order on Amazon right now. But it was a book I'd written years ago, and then I hadn't done anything with it. And so I sat there with, what am I going to name it? And I just went through this process of just name after name after name, benefit after benefit after benefit. And then I came up with something that really resonated with me. So we talked about coaching programs. We've talked about the kinds of packages that you can do. We've talked about names. So let's talk about how to put together a package that would be for groups rather than just one-on-one. Because face it, you know, as you get more experienced with one-on-one, you're going to realize that you can, number one, increase your income potential by doing groups at a time. And number two, decrease the work that you have to do, because the sharing helps each other. So you don't have to come up with all these examples of other people. There's social proof. And there's just that accountability that happens in a group. And it's beautiful. It could be beautiful. It could be small groups, like five people that meet in person. It could be five people that meet online on Skype. It could be a big group, like some of my coaching groups, you know, 350, 400 people at a time that we're doing it with. So what can you do to put this together? Well, you need to have some content that you want to teach them. And that would be either webinars or teleseminars. If it's one of those small groups, it may not be anything like a webinar or teleseminar. It may be just an informal talk that you have each time you get together, and then you talk about application. But if you're doing it online and you're doing it to larger groups, you want to have either webinars or teleseminars. I started with teleseminars because you didn't have to worry about slides. They didn't see anything. You're just talking. And you just make some bullet point notes. It's very quick to prepare for, and it's real easy. With webinars, you know, you're showing. So you're either letting them see you, which means, you know, there's a little work to get ready for that. And you want to be really confident when you're doing that, because you want to be able to use hand motions and stuff and body language. When they see your body language, you want that to exude confidence for them. So until you get to that point where you feel comfortable with that, you may not want to do it with the live face-to-face, because if you're feeling a little hesitant and your face looks a little crunched up or your body is closed, that's not going to really engender everybody to you. But whereas slides, you're hiding behind the slides. You know, I'm in my pajamas and my hair is a mess and you don't see that, you don't care, but you're seeing my slides. The slides are just giving me bullet points to help me guide myself through the program, through the what I want to say, but it's also helping you to like reinforce and use two senses in order to actually do. And later we'll do a little bit of writing so that that'll engage a third sense. So I really like the multisensorial approach, which is why in our programs, in the CMDS website and in NEPT and all, we use the multisense approach. So we'll give you a video. We'll give you the slides that you can print out and write on. We'll give you the audio so you can listen to it afterwards on your phone or wherever. And we give you the transcripts so that you can actually read it. So we give you a lot of ways to learn. And we give you some, so in some cases, we give you worksheets. And at the end of each module in NEPT anyway, we give you a what's the next steps. And we did that in this program as well. There's a next steps that once you've completed the information, here's some doing steps to put it into action. And that really reinforces the learning. And it's the same with your clients. So you have some content that you're giving them. And then you have coaching. So content and coaching are two important things. The beauty of doing it in a group is that you can explain the same concept to a group instead of this individual over and over. So, for example, I remember when I was seeing people here at my house, and I had a friend of mine who would help me downstairs. And, you know, when people came in, she'd take their money and she'd set up their appointments and all. But I have an open loft area upstairs. And so she said to me once, she said, "Don't you get tired of telling people about fatty acids and inflammation and those inflammatory pathways?" I said, "Oh, well, you know, I guess I am kind of tired of it." She goes, "Because you tell it several times a day. I've been here for several months." And she goes, "I could practically recite that whole talk." And I'm like, "Oh." She goes, "Wouldn't it be better if you had it recorded and you can just give it to people to listen to at home?" And I'm like, "Oh, what a great idea." So now I don't have to do that. I give them a general idea. Inflammation is a big piece of what you're doing. Your fat intake has a lot to do with it. I want you to go, and here's the link, and go online and watch this video. And then next time we'll talk about how to apply that to you. So the more of that you can automate, the more you do, the more you'll see that you can automate. You can do it with videos, you can do it with handouts, you can do it with recipes, checklists, menu plans, assessments. Things that you're going to repeat to multiple people are really, really do well in this group coaching, this platform or this model. And then when you do videos, you can do demonstrations, which is cool. So if you want to demonstrate exercises, you want to demonstrate food. You know, one of the things you've seen me do is once a month in my kitchen, I get dressed and comb my hair and get on the video, and we broadcast that so people see me actually making healthier foods and see me actually being real dynamic in the kitchen, like, "Oh, we'll just throw this together and that together." So there's a lot that you can do with that. And audios are great because if you give them a recording of your session, they can listen to it over and over. Because sometimes it takes that. And sometimes you may be saying, "Oh my God, I just told you this last week." Well, they just heard it the one time. You've been hearing it for a long time. You know it. They don't. So that's a really good thing to do, is have some things recorded. Laura asks, any reasonably priced webinar or teleseminar programs for just starting out? Yeah, there's free stuff. So just look up free teleseminars, and there's free teleseminar pro, and there's several of them that work really well, and they provide you with recordings. As far as webinar, Google Hangouts. You can go do Google Hangouts online for free, totally free. I mean, it takes a little doing to get it set up. I use a program called Webinar Jam to interface with Google Hangouts because it makes the interface a lot better and makes it easier. That costs, I think the current price is like $300 to $500 a year, so it's a little more pricey. I managed to get in when they first put it out there, and I got like $300 for life. So that's pretty darn cheap if you ask me. Anyway, but they do have Google Hangouts. You could do it for free. Let's just give you an example. I tried to make this digestive oriented. I tried to make it 10 sessions. Like say you have a 10 session program, whether it's a group thing where you're teaching them and then applying, or whether it's the one-on-one where you're doing these in different sessions with them. Health assessment and goal setting is big, and that's where you have them fill out the forms and you review those forms with them and you get to know them really well. And then you actually set goals. And if it's a weight thing, you want to set a goal for the weight. If it's a specific comfort level, you set a goal for like something that they can accomplish that they can't accomplish now. You know, if they have no energy, it's like maybe it's they can walk around the block 3 times without tiring. So you set specific measurable goals. Hydration and beverage swap is a great place to start. You know, we know that for digestion, it's great to start the day with some kind of warm liquid with lemon or cayenne or apple cider vinegar or something in it that helps to just jumpstart the digestion. And then beverage swap, because so many people they're drinking a lot of coffee, black tea, they're drinking a lot of Cokes and Diet Cokes and things like that. So if you can just start them out to making sure that they're hydrated and swapping out some of their not so good beverages for some good beverages, you're on a good track. Because I would say that the majority of people that I see are not drinking enough water. And just drinking enough water can solve a lot of problems. If you haven't read the book, You're Not Sick, You're Thirsty by Dr. Batman, that's why I say it's like this long Indian name that starts with Batman. It's a great book, and he talks about his own experience in finding that a lot of problems go away with proper hydration. So you don't want to skip that. It's not necessarily going to cure them all, but if you skip it and you're doing all this other stuff and you go back and you go, oh my God, they're just not drinking enough. Body can't function without hydration. The bowels can't function without hydration. The blood system gets less able to transport without the right hydration. There's a lot that happens. So start there. Maybe then with digestion, you're going to start with teaching them the importance of the calmness before, teaching them that the digestion doesn't start down there in the gut. It starts in your mouth and in your mind. And so you have to chew real well. The value of chewing, and then the breathing and appreciation. I mean, that you can maybe do in one session with a very sophisticated person, but that could be 3 sessions because you've got to remember that they can hear you say stuff, but they have to apply it. So you've got to give them tools for each of these. You know, identifying and removing some of the gut-harming foods. And you may want to do it the opposite. You may want to do it where you help them add some of the gut-soothing foods first and then take out the harming foods. I like to do adds before deletes, so this was just an example. So you can have them swapping out some of the things that are hurting their gut, like perhaps they're, you know, drinking coffee in the morning, and you can get them doing a gut-soothing elixir instead, right? Maybe they're chewing gum, and they have reflux, and that's not a good combination, so you have them remove the gum. There's a lot of things like that. Then you can talk about digestive aids, bitters, enzymes, probiotics. You can talk about gluten-free and the allergy avoidance. Gut healing protocols like healing leaky gut and some of the herbs. And each one of these, you can give them as little or as much information as you feel they need. And then you give them an action step. Addressing dysbiosis, you know, if they have a candida overgrowth, parasites, maybe you're doing some testing at that point. And then helping them with a targeted food and nutrient plan and other lifestyle factors. So I just made it 10. You can figure out what you want your sessions to be. If it's a jump start, maybe you're only doing the first 4. We're just going to get you started here, and these are the 4 steps. And then once you get to the end of those 4 sessions, maybe you have a session that says, okay, let's see where you came from. Let's see where you are. Where do you want to go? Here, let's do the next sessions. So how does a session flow? This is just a suggestion. This is what we use in our group coaching programs, and we use this in our programs that some of our practitioners lead. So we have what we call our functional nutrition coaches leading small groups within my Big Energy Recharge program, and all of you in NEPT will get the opportunity when you're ready to do that. And we're also going to initiate a new piece where there's an assistant coach. So when you're, if you're not ready, you get to team up with a more experienced coach and just be on those calls and learn how to lead these group sessions, because they're so valuable for your clients. They allow you to charge less for sessions, so it makes it more affordable and accessible, and you make more money. So everybody wins. You make more money doing them, and they pay you less individually, so they're more likely to say yes. So you start with celebrating success, and this could be on a one-on-one session, or this could be on a group session. Either way, celebrate success. Here's some of the things that we talked about you doing. Okay, so last time we talked about you drinking more water and replacing your Diet Coke with Zevia, which is these drinks that they have here that are just, they're like soft drink cola type things, but they're sweetened with stevia. So they're all natural kind of thing. And maybe that's a first step. So you talked about that. How did that go for you? And, oh, wow, that's great. Oh, you did really well there. Congratulations. Oh, what was the problem if they didn't follow through? Right? If they were successful, what helped you do that? That's really cool. What helped you do that? Because you've had that habit for a long time. What was it you think was what contributed to that success? If they weren't successful, well, what prevented you? How could we put some other things in place so that we can get you to be successful? Then you can educate them with the new information, like if they're ready to move on to the next step. So the first step was water. You congratulate them. You give them some tips for how to do better with it this week. And then you may be talking to them about gluten. You give them the information. You maybe even take them through an experiential exercise if it's appropriate, like if you're teaching heart math or you're teaching some fitness stuff. And you might come up with experiential exercises to help them with this. If there's a block, like getting rid of gluten, and they don't want to, and you can maybe have them sit down and envision them eating a meal with this or that or the other thing, but get them doing something, and then have action steps that they're going to follow through, so that the next time you get together, you're going to review the action steps at the beginning, and then you're going to do some session insights. Okay, what was an aha moment here? What was something here that really struck you that's going to help you to move yourself forward? So that's a session flow, and that session flow can work whether it's one person one-on-one with you, or it's a group. It works really, really well if you follow it. And sometimes you're going to deviate from it because they have more questions or they had a lot of problems and you might have to backtrack. But if you try to keep this session flow in mind, you're going to have much more control over the session, whereas sometimes they try to take it in their direction and they just want to complain or be victims. And you've got to be able to pull them out of that mode and get them into the doing mode and get them to be more proactive. So tips that I've found just over the years of working with folks that are going to work for you in creating a successful coaching program is connect with who the clients are and what they envision for themselves once they solve their health challenges. So that's really, really important. We talked about that on the discovery consultation. It's really important, and it's important at the beginning of the session with them. They know you're listening, because that's the biggest complaint I hear from people about Western medicine is that nobody seems to be listening to them. They just have this short period of time, and you ask them these questions, and they say, well, nobody's ever asked me that before. You know, I've always wondered if that could contribute. So really getting to know them, explaining your system and your viewpoint, your philosophy on health, that health is not a deficiency of medications or an excess of body parts. Health has to do with healthful habits and things that support the functioning of the system. And what we're going to do is look for ways that your life, your diet, your choices, your traumas have contributed to out of balance, and we're going to try to bring you in balance. So they know right up front what that philosophy is. So they're not expecting that you have that quick fix magic bullet herb that you're going to give them instead of taking the medications that the doctor wants to take them, and that's the way it works. You come in, they get a medication, you come back in 6 months to see how you're doing. It doesn't work this way. True health doesn't work that way. We know that. We want to help. We want to sell them on the mission. Once you've sold them on the mission, you've got them. get clients hope. Yeah, they need to have hope. I have one client who's very stressed out and she's got a lot of anxiety, and she recently, you know, she was a very high executive type person, had saved a lot of money, burned herself out, took time off, was living off her savings, invested her savings, and just discovered that she lost $300,000 or $400,000 from poor investments. And instead of being able to, that's a freaky thing, right? She's freaking out about it, and she just keeps winding back, winding back, winding back. So every time I have to give her hope, this is going to get better, isn't it? My health is going to get better, isn't it? Yes, but we have to unwind and stop going back through this whole victim loop. And it's a really big challenge to go through there. But they have to have something to look forward to. I keep having her write down, like, what's it going to be like when you're no longer anxious like this, when you're no longer fatigued like this? And then it gets her to go, okay, I'll do whatever it takes. Then you guide them at the pace they can follow, not at the pace you have written down on your sheet of paper, at the pace that they can follow. I always tell people in my longer programs, it's like you're never behind. And in this program too, and any PT too, it's like you're not behind. You're going at your own pace. We all consume at different paces because of where we're at. I want you to get this stuff to the core so you know it. It's not a race. And the same thing with the health. They want their health changed back overnight, but it took them years to get there. And you can explain to them how it's going to take time to unravel this. And if you go at your own pace without any the anxiety of trying to keep up, you're going to heal much faster. And you got to follow up regularly and adjust the program as needed. So, Mary, we just started you on some vitamin C last week. And how did that go? You had to take 1,000 milligrams 3 times a day. Oh, my God, I was in the toilet all the time. No, whoa, I think we maybe had too much vitamin C. We back it off. Or you give them some vitamin C and they say, you know, I noticed a tiny little bit of an improvement in my allergy symptoms. And you go, well, let's adjust that. Let's up that a little bit. And you talk to them about that. Or you do a test. You do an adrenal stress test and you come up with what for them to do. Or you do a stool test and you come up with these organisms that you're addressing. You don't just say, here's your stuff, do it for 3 months and then have a good life. You go back and you check to see if you really got rid of it. And if there's some other commensal organisms that were like in the background before that now are up front because the big bad guys are gone. And then you have to address those. And request that they track their diet, habits, and symptoms. And you're going to see it all across the map, the compliance with that. Some of them are going to do it to a T, so much so that you're like, okay, we have a little bit of an OCD problem here. And some of them are just going to like jot a couple of things down. So it's really important though, because that's how you play detective with whether what you're giving them works. If you put them on a probiotic, right, and you don't have them track and they don't tell you that every time they take that probiotic, they get gas and bloating, right? If they're not writing it down, they may not relate it, but you will see it when you look at their habits. And you always want to be there to love them, to guide them, to support them, but also to have some tough love and have them have accountability. Like, okay, you said you were going to do this last week and you didn't. How can we help you to be able to do that better? And I've had people where I say, I want you to text me every day. Now, these are not people on my $3,000 program. Those are on the $25,000 program, because I want somebody that's going to text me every day. I'm invested in them. They have to be invested in me. And I'll say, just, okay, until we get this right, I want you to text me every day at the end of the day. And it holds them accountable. So when they go to reach for something, they're not supposed to go, oh my God, I have to text her at the end of the day. I don't want to tell her that I'm doing this, so I'm not going to do it. And then they get, you know, it's other directed, right? It's other directed motivation, but then it becomes intrinsic once they do it enough. So it creates habit. So in motivating people, and this is a repeat of some of the stuff we said before, but I'm tying it together in a little different way and adding a few more things. The power of connection. You see in the picture, she's reaching out. She put her hand on her shoulder. People love that. Now, some people have that. They pull back. If you see that, then you know to respect that. Right? You come into this, the proximity that they're comfortable with. You look in their eyes, you smile, you just show them that you care. And you begin with the end in mind. This is what they want to accomplish at the end. This is how we're going to get there. You encourage them and frequent touches. And I don't mean touches necessarily by touching them, because we don't all get to touch our patients, but we touches meaning frequent times that you take you're together. When I start a program with somebody, I feel uncomfortable if I'm not talking to them or emailing or texting or something once a week at minimum, because I want to hear. I don't want it to go too long. And they want to check in, you know, just a quick check-in even. You can send them a text. Say, just a quick check-in. I hope you're doing great today. They love it. Yesterday, I sent one of my diamond clients, I sent her a quote that I thought was just perfect, and I found it, and she just was beaming. You could tell, oh my God, that's so sweet, because I thought of her and I reached out. And this is somebody who was very, you know, almost hostile at the beginning of like, oh, this isn't working fast enough, etc. And I've been really patient with her and really encouraging and reaching out that way. And at the end of the last call, I was so touched. She said, oh, I just love you so much. Thank you so much. It was like, oh my God, you know, it was like, wow. But it was just being persistent, staying calm in the face of storm, bringing them back to the end. Okay, it is hard, but look at this is where we're going. Childbirth is hard, but look what you get at the end, right? College is hard, but you get that diploma at the end. Okay, this health change, this lifestyle change, it's going to be hard, but look what you got at the end. And just reinforcing and taking it back to some other hard things they've done in their life. Completely getting into understanding them and providing the helpful tools we've talked about. But stories help so much. If you've got a story of somebody that overcame this, wow, have you ever worked with anybody that's overcome irritable bowel? Oh my God, let me tell you about Sue. This is what happened with Sue, and this is where Sue is now. And even if it's not your own story, it could be a story of a friend of yours. It could be something that wasn't a patient, that you don't have to be dishonest and say it was a patient. You say, oh yeah, let me tell you about this person or that person. And, you know, brainstorm with them if things aren't working right or if they're having trouble doing things the way you want them to do them. So, the coaching program blueprint, I have this as a handout for you. And when we take our longer break, I'll have you work on that if you want to, or you can work on it afterwards. But it's a really good thing to get started on. So you just kind of brainstorm. This might not be the program you ever do, but at least brainstorm it. And so the handout that I gave you goes through all this. So what's the title? What's the problem you're solving? Is the problem you're solving their joint pains? Or is the problem you're solving their digestive complaints? Or is it the joint pains that might be related to? What is the problem that there is top of mind for them that you want to work with? Who are they? What are the benefits and results? Because that's going to help you to define those steps that you're going to get them. So we're going to do, let's see, we're going to help you to become more hydrated so that you can result. So if you can phrase the names of your steps that when you're telling them about them, you can say so that you can, and it's related to a benefit or a result, that's going to help you to really sell them on this. The format of the delivery, decide which do you want to do. Pick one to start with. In person, on the phone, one-on-one, a small group, large group. But I wouldn't recommend starting with a large group. I recommend if you haven't done this, start with the one-on-one. Get your system down, and then you can translate it into the groups. What's the time frame of delivery? Is it a one-day VIP session? Is it a three-month program? Is it a six-month? How are they delivered? It's done in half-hour in-person sessions. It's done in 45-minute Skype sessions, whatever. And then what else are you going to give them? Recordings, recipes, and brainstorm that stuff. Just try this when we get on the break, and just brainstorm it a little bit, because I'd love to hear it, because you'll be surprised at how, when you just sit down with these particular questions in mind, that you might come up with an exact program that describes the process. Think about what you do. If you're already coaching people, what do you do on a session by session? If you're not already coaching people, take a look at the list that I gave you. Take a look at the grand program and see the various steps and stages I take people through. Look through the checklist in there and pull out some of the things that you think would work. There's like a 20-page checklist of all the different modules in there. Use it to your advantage. And let me talk briefly about something called the VIP day. VIP day is a way that you can have an intensive experience with someone in either a private one-on-one with that person or a very small group. It could be done virtual or live. So I've done them both ways. I've had people come. They usually come to my house. I've done business VIP days, and I've done coaching, you know, health coach type VIP days. And I map it out. What are we going to accomplish? What do they need the most that they can't really get in a a virtual situation. So if you have them coming, so if I have them come to my house, I'll do some kind of physical things on them. I may do a body fat analysis on them. Can't do that over the phone. If they have some physical symptoms, I've even just, you know, adjusted them or done acupuncture on them during that day. I almost always bring them into the kitchen to just show them. We go through what are their food preferences, what are their food allergies, what kinds of foods do they like, and I'm a whiz at going in the kitchen and whipping up something according to their stuff. You may not be that way, but you have recipes that you could show them. But you take them in the kitchen and you show them how easy it is to make these fantastic foods. You play with the spices with them till they get it right, and then you write down the recipes for them. So you're creating their own little recipe guides. So it's a really great way to get connected with people. Charge a larger sum for a concentrated amount, and then you can always sell them from there into working ongoing, which most of them want to. So the kinds of things you can do is how to get started with healthy eating VIP day, which means you can go to their house or they can come to yours. If you go to their house, you can do a clean out the pantry. You can get rid of the stuff that's not serving them. You can set them up with whatever equipment. Maybe you take them out to buy a food processor and some ingredients, and you make some food with them. I've done those. I've done them for like a few hours, like a 3-hour one years ago, and I charged like $500 or $600. Now, if I charged for them, it would be a whole lot more than that. And I do them as part of my $25,000 master program, the diamond program. And we do it for about 6 hours. I define it a day as 6 hours. I always plan on a nice lunch in between. I like to do it when the weather is good, you know, not in the middle of winter. So we go out and we sit outside on the patio and we eat our food and we discuss some of the stress management things. You can get them, you can teach them tapping, you can teach them exercises, you can take them step by step through a process. You can take them through the process of mastering a new skill, and you can do a total immersion, like you're just going to kind of get them into what it is you're trying to accomplish. So there's a lot of ways to do it. So like I'm thinking of Maria, who does a lot of fitness stuff. You might be able to get some executive people, like, to get them together for a 4-hour VIP day. They don't have the time to come to classes once a week. So you really get with them and you show them, and you can make videos of what you do with them so that they can play them back. Lots of variety. Anybody who's a chef, like Patty, is really good with the food. And I know you do these group kind of party type classes to teach people foods. You can do a VIP day with somebody where you're getting them in and just spending time. I had somebody who texted me once from Alaska. She was a friend of a friend up there. And she said, I'm going to be in Austin and I hear you teach classes. And are there any classes happening during this time when I'm there? I said, no. I said, but we can do a private class. We can do a VIP private class. So I scheduled, I think, a 3-hour class where she came here and we just took her through all the things she wanted to know. Obviously, she didn't pay me $75 to do that like she would have to take a class, but she was totally open to it because it was an opportunity and she loved it. It was awesome. And I loved it too. I have a lot of fun with those. So here's a sample VIP day. Some of this was taken from other coaches, Kendall Summerhawk, Lisa Sasevich. I've just kind of modeled it together from what they do. But if you have 4 to 5 simple modules that you work through, especially if you're doing it on the phone, because you want to break it up into having them do things. So this is really good for a virtual one. So maybe you have 4 or 5 simple modules that you're going to take them through. And each of those is 30 to 45 minutes long with some time in between for them to do something. So you might have some activities to get them into action, right? So we go, okay, this module, we're going to do a pantry clean out. Here's all the foods and things that are not serving you. Here's the stuff you should have. I want you to go, take a half hour, go into your pantry, pull the stuff out that's on the list that you should get rid of. Anything that's questionable, bring it back to the next session and we'll work on it together. And you can give them worksheets to do it on, right? You can give them exercises. You can actually teach them about, okay, I want you to learn how to make a green smoothie, or I want you to learn how to make an elixir, and here's the ingredients. Now go to the kitchen and make it and come on back. So that's one way. And again, you always give them bonuses and checklists and all that. So you lay it out. Like, this is what a VIP day looks like. You can have a general description, or you can have it unique for each person. But when you can do this, you can really hone in, and especially with the digestion, right? You sit down with them and you find out all the places they're going wrong. You can have, if you have them with you, you can experiment with certain foods. I actually experimented with foods once with somebody and we found a trigger food and she got bloated for the rest of the day. So that wasn't good, but you get the idea. It was in action. So that's all I have for putting together the programs. it's a lot to absorb. And like I said, when we take our next break, I'm going to guide you to download the little handout that I gave you and just brainstorm. Just take 10 minutes to brainstorm a few of those things and at least get yourself started. If you get it started now, then you're going to want to finish it later. If you don't get it started now, you may wait and not get it finished later. So I'm going to open it up for questions, and then we'll go into some cases. So Lynn posted, the question right before our last break was about, Laura asked about reasonable services for doing the automatic payment. I looked at them, and it looks like PayPal has the best option. So click on that link she gave you for that. Lynn also put up a few links for the services. Maria, there's plenty of hours in the day for it. You don't get it all done at once. It's like anything else. What do you say to your clients when they don't have time to exercise? Start with 10 minutes. Start with 15 minutes. So start here on this break and then help you to finish it. So take a deep breath, everybody. Maria's expressing overwhelm. Maybe other people have. You have this to watch over and over again. When I was first making my group programs, I didn't have any of this. I just flew by the seat of my pants. And yeah, there's a lot to do, but you pace it out. What's the most important thing for you to do right now? Right? Are you out there doing speaking engagements? It would be nice to have a program. You just sit down with this worksheet and start. If you're confused and overwhelmed with it, you start with the sessions, like it costs you X number of dollars a month for X number of sessions. And then as you create new handouts for people and you see what they need, you add it to it. So take a deep breath, everybody. And I want you to tune into your gifts and the awesomeness that you are in this world and all the lives you have that you can touch. And I want to throw out something for you that really has helped me through this. And it is, done is better than perfect. The first time you make something up, it's not going to be the perfect one that you're going to use forever. Someone said, I was listening to a seminar and it was on how to set up some Infusionsoft stuff. But he said, basically, if you look back at your first program, your first set of emails, your first website, and a couple of years later, you're not embarrassed, you took too long to do it. You spent too much time on it. Get it out there, get it done, get feedback as to whether it works well or not, and people will love you just for being you, and then you just keep making it better and better and better. I didn't start out with two membership sites with a total of 3,000 pages between the two. Didn't start out that way. We've just accumulated it over time. What's needed? What do we add? What's needed? What do we add? So it's a marathon, not a sprint. Slow and steady. The same way you would coach your fitness clients, Maria, one step at a time. Yes, don't let perfection keep you from starting is what Laura said. And one of the things, I don't know if any of you listened to any of the Abraham stuff, the Abraham Hicks things, but the thing that struck me there is you'll never get it done and you can't get it wrong. Whatever you do is going to push you in that direction. I mean, unless it's obvious self-sabotage, but yep. Slow and steady. Sequoia, unwind and unwind. I love it. And Laura says this, and this is so true with people. Sometimes it doesn't have to do with the food. There's this emotional thing that is behind it. And when you can let go of that piece, and when you can really deal with that piece and help them to deal with it, then it just really happens. It really happens. Let's see. Okay, here's something. There's a link that somebody put in. Let's see. You guys are great. See, this is the beauty of a group thing, right? If I was just one-on-one teaching you this stuff, you wouldn't get all the insights of all these wonderful people here. Michelle says about the emotional, it always goes hand in hand. And when we do your case of your person, we're going to talk about that because I think that's a huge piece of her case. And Jamie wanted to share, came across this after listening to a summit with James Lavelle, the metabolic code is a demo of the software to help you create something. Oh, okay. I'd like to look at that. Okay. Lynn, make sure we save those links. Yes. Michelle, I totally agree with you. This, the case you submitted is that her stress is undermining the good things she does. And if she's not ready to address it, that's when you have that conversation. with her, really guiding her. I mean, there's so much more that you can do if we address this stress piece, because I see that clearly. She's done so much, but she's done almost too much, and she has that hypervigilant, and we'll get to that case in a minute. So Jamie also said, came across this steroid pathway planner. Okay, great. Thank you. And Laura says, taking your clients through a guided imagery visualization helps them connect with their inner vision and wisdom and where they want to start. Absolutely. I love doing that. I have them do that, and I have them see it in full living color and write it down even. And when you tune in that way, they do get messages. In fact, I had somebody, she was talking about praying, and you know, her church was giving her the strength to really see that this could happen. I said, and she asks for help. I said, you know, if you have a conversation with your inner wisdom, with God, whatever you want to call it, and you sit down and start to write it, just not filtering what comes, you're going to get some amazing messages from inside. It's, you know, that inside that's connected to the intelligence of the universe. Maria says, I like the suggestion of VIP for executives. Maybe I can reach out to my network and find out what they would be most interested in learning, fitness, nutrition, etc. Yeah. Laura says she finds muscle testing helpful. A lot of people do that. And that can be really helpful as well. Said, in the series of talks we're doing at the private membership club, Jamie, one is prepare to succeed. Nutrition is not one size fits all. Designing the best exercise and recovery program for you. Stress is the number one killer, and why we must detoxify for optimal health. Great. So great ideas, great topics, great ideas. And don't let perfection stop you from starting.
All right. So let's just take a pause here for a second and do a stretch break. I'm going to stop the background recording so that we start with our case studies on the third recording on Instant Teleseminar. And by the way, I did increase the time on this Instant Teleseminar, so we shouldn't have to log out of this one and into a new one, so we can just stay put. So I'm glad for that. So I have it going all the way up till the end. So let's just take a minute to stand up and just stretch out your body. We'll reach up to the ceiling, down to the floor. Take some long, slow, deep breaths. And breathe in a deep sense of appreciation for all that you are, all that you give, and all that you have yet to give. You're a gift to the world. And when we fall prey to allowing ourselves to feel overwhelmed, it's a distraction. It's a distraction that oftentimes comes from a fear of not being enough, of not being able to do what you want to do, a fear of failing. And so you spin and you don't get started. That's what overwhelm is. And whenever you feel that feeling of overwhelm, take a deep breath. Tune into your heart. Tune into your end in mind. Tune into your biggest passion. Why are you doing this? You're certainly not doing it for the money. And yeah, the money can be great, but that's not why we came here. That's not why we left our corporate jobs. Or our you know, fancy pension paying jobs to do this. We're here because we care. We care about making a difference in these people's lives. We care about making a difference in this world so that the worldview starts to change. Because when we have the momentum and we hit a lot of people feeling and acting this way, we're going to change it. And I believe we can. But there are things that sabotage us, that keep us from doing those pieces that we know we need to do. And I want you to start to recognize those when they show up. When they show up in your life. When they get in the way of you being all that you can be. It's just a distraction. It's just a part of you that's protecting you from being hurt, from failing. So you go into overwhelm. I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do next. And if in those moments of overwhelm, what you do is you take some deep breaths deep breaths. Activate your parasympathetic. Activate your prefrontal cortex. Activate your heart, your heart-brain connection. And then ask, what should I do first? And then just do it. And give yourself small buckets of time. Don't expect it to be done overnight. It ain't gonna happen. But it will happen if you do this step by step. So I just want you all to know that you have resources at your disposal. You have a lot of the clinical resources in this program, but there's more to it than just the clinical, right? We spend a lot of time talking about the stress component and how important that is and tuning into that person. And we're going to see in the next, the case that we present first, that so much of this is related to stress. Okay, so get ready to be back with us. Hope that felt good. Move yourself around. Is everybody ready to start again? Anybody have any questions on the phone that you want to ask? Just raise your hand with a star two. Violaine, how can I apply this digestion focus to my current niche, which is moms dealing with chronic fatigue? Of course. They are, anybody that's dealing with chronic fatigue most likely has digestive problems. I am inspired to do a lunch and learn mini workshop. It would be great. It would be on how improving your digestion can help you regain your energy. I think it's awesome. Awesome, awesome, perfect. And Michelle said, this is so amazing, Rita Marie and Lynn. Thank you for all of this. Well, you're so welcome. Just in awe of what you did, and I really appreciate your case. So I'm going to